We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Welcome to the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. Now, with almost 50 combined years on the K-State Sports Network, here are your hosts, Wyatt Thompson and Stan Weber.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to another edition of the Wildcat Weekly Podcast, presented each week by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. I'm Wyatt Thompson, the voice of the Wildcats. Stan Weber also with us, longtime color analyst for Kansas State football and men's basketball. The Wildcat basketball team is the focus of today and this week's program. Kansas State in a little bit of a slide here where they've lost two in a row and four of five. 5 of 7. We'll talk a little bit about that and maybe some of the reasons why. And also, as K-State is in bounce-back mode after a couple of road losses in the last week, at Tech on Saturday, at Oklahoma on Tuesday, finally back home with Iowa State on Saturday at 1 o'clock with our network coverage at noon, and then Baylor here next Tuesday, which should be another really, really fun matchup in the Big 12. Well, Stan, let's talk about the road trip. It was not what K-State had hoped for. They were playing the two teams that are, right, frankly, at the bottom of the league. We know, for the most part, that turnovers cost the Cats in Lubbock. And then on Tuesday night at Oklahoma, the Sooners made 11 threes and then shot 61% in the second half of that ball game. So I guess I'll just ask you kind of bluntly, do you feel like the Cats have hit the skids a little bit here? And can they work themselves out of it?
Well, I think you're going to have some ups and downs, and we've seen that. Look at the teams that you might feel really good about talking about right now with the most positiveness, and I think that might be the Baylor Bears.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, they've won four in a row, and they're now tied for first place. But think how they started off conference play, losing some home games and not getting off to a good start at all. You got an Iowa State team that's ranked and been very good at home this year. Like K-State, Iowa State's been very good at home this year. Yet Iowa State had played, lost four out of five games before they were able to win against TCU. TCU was hot, and then now they're cold. So I think this is something you're going to have to deal with. If you say you're on the skids, it's okay to, you know, say, okay, we'll accept that. Now what's going to change about that? And that's where K-State has really not run into this problem this year. They've never lost more than two games in a row, and that's where they are right now, getting ready for a big game at home on Saturday. K-State's been so good at home. So do you start saying this is an issue of, hey, it's a little bit of slump and you can bounce right back out of it, especially with the home game? We've seen that happen over and over in this conference, and we could go down almost every team. I don't need to waste everyone's time. I gave you some examples right there. So Iowa State's been in the same situation K-State has been in, where they haven't been winning very many of their conference games, but they've been doing a pretty good job at home. If we are able to take care of business at home in a high-level way, then next week when we do a podcast, we'll be saying, look where K-State is and how good a shape they're in. Mm-hmm. The next two are at home against Iowa State and Baylor. Wow, if you could beat Iowa State at home and then beat Baylor at home, Wyatt, you would be looking up, arrows pointing up. You'd be talking about K-State really playing good basketball, being hot, and those kind of words. So the question is, at this point, do you keep sliding? Or is that really, hey, K-State lost two road games, and there were real good explanations why it happened? It is yet to be determined. Every time you get in this situation, if you're Iowa State and you've lost four or five and you got a home game against TCU midweek, I don't think you go in that game without a little bit of concern. Like, whoa, what's happening here? TCU had lost four games in a row, and they're getting ready to play and saying, do we have some concern? Yes, you do have those concerns, and you just need to go out and get after it and make good positive results, turn things around. Big game for K-State against Iowa State. I don't know how you can't just make it bigger and bigger and bigger in your mind. Can K-State go to their home floor and say, we've only lost once this year, and that's after we had a nice, big first-half lead against Texas, and we let one get away? Is there that much magic in Bramlage, in the Octagon of Doom? Is that going to be the big difference maker? You sure hope so. And if it is, K-State's going to be fine. They lost two road games. But they were two teams at the bottom of the conference, too many turnovers against Texas Tech, and then K-State let Oklahoma get off to a quick start, and K-State couldn't allow that to happen. Oklahoma is a team that was lacking in some confidence, and K-State was a team that needed to win this ball game, and were a higher-ranked ball club, and who jumped out in front? Oklahoma. And from then on, they shot lights out. Their best three-point shooting night and the best three-point shooting night K-State's seen against them this whole year. K-State's defense has been very good against three-point shooting, not in this game. So turnovers, three-point shooting, it can't be something the next game and the next game and the next game, or you're not going to have a very good Big 12 record when it's all said and done. So hopefully it'll turn around in Bramlage, Wyatt, but boy, you have to have concern, question marks, and ask yourself, what can you do to help? Well, if you're a fan and you're going to the ball game, guess what? You get a help. You get to set the tone at home and make these home court advantages real, and it's happened so far in Bramlage. So if you're listening to us and you're going to the game, you can help affect what we're talking about next week.
Yeah, no question about that. And I think just kind of talking about this team and where they're at, whether it's home, road, or whatever, it's pretty obvious that right now, at least, they were better in the second game on the road in the turnovers, but maybe not on the defensive end. What are you seeing basically from K-State defensively right now? How do they get back to the level that maybe they were a little bit earlier in the year?
Well, K-State hasn't in the last couple of games been locked down in their rotations and stopping guys from driving the ball to the basket. We saw that against Oklahoma that at times when K-State was making a push and looking like they could really gain some control of the game, you'd see an Oklahoma player start driving down the lane and then getting all the way to the basket without someone stepping in and stopping him, make him make the next pass. And then obviously the rotation out to the three-point line was not the normal level for K-State in that game. But it's the defense has not been locked down. I thought that they got beat down the court a little bit against Oklahoma, mm-hmm. and that also lights up the scoreboard a little bit higher than it should be. So I think it's just back to some core fundamentals and everybody being really keen on their assignments, because you're playing at a high-level basketball right now. Most of the teams you're playing in the Big 12 have really good athletes and are well-coached and probably ranked and that good. And so they'll break you down any way they can. K-State doesn't have, obviously, someone who's back there at the back line blocking shots at the rim, Wyatt, to keep you from getting to the basket and scoring. They don't get that cleanup situation that some teams might have. So it really has to be all five defenders on the same page getting there. And it might be just a split second quicker being the help defender to stop the drive. And then the on-ball guy has got to be just a little bit better to not allow the situation to occur, not allow the drive to get started. Your help defense doesn't become as important if the guy on ball doesn't allow things to get beaten. So just slight breakdowns here or there, and then probably the question mark for the Wildcats, because as your help defense gets there, Oklahoma in this game was able to skip it to a three-point shooter cross court or wherever, and as you rotate, you may not be quite out there to them, and Oklahoma made K-State pay time after time. So it may be just a little bit of the recency bias of what Oklahoma did, because K-State's defense has been record-breaking good against the three-point shot. So is the Oklahoma game a new trend line, or is it an aberration? You know, that's yet to be determined. But we've seen both Texas Tech and Oklahoma get their scoring going, and K-State's defense definitely was not good enough to, you know, allow the offense a little room to come back. They're going to have to get better. Maybe energy. You know, is it a point in time your legs are getting a little tired, the grind's getting big? You know, we're hoping, and I think Coach Jerome Tang believes a little bit, that the energy level in Bramlage helps the adrenaline flow a little bit better.
Agreed.
And the guys move a little quicker and be a little more keen. And maybe there's something to that. Maybe that's what you need, is just a dose of extra energy, because we're deep into the season now, Wyatt. This has been a long grind for these guys. And you know, maybe the bumps and bruises are building up and their quickness isn't quite there, and your concentration level, you know, has get that time where you're a little tired. Those things may be coming into play, but it's time to hit the accelerator. We're almost to the end of February, into March, when everyone wants to peak. And, you know, again, two home games in a row, Wyatt. So the defense really can lean on that, if that's what it is energy. Is it the crowd helping boost the basketball team? Well, if that's what's needed, the opportunity is right in front of them.
No question. We'll preview the K-State-Iowa State game and have a thought or two on Baylor. But quickly, a couple of reminders. From the freeway to the field and everywhere in between, Wildcat fans trust the friendly folks at Kansas Land Tire and Service for all their tire and auto service needs. Visit thetirestore.com for the Kansas Land Tire nearest you. And looking to freshen up your Wildcat wardrobe, check out Authentic Brand. The original designs and premium quality pieces are just what you need to look your best on game days, and every day for that matter. Shop Wildcat gear at authentic-brand.com. That's authentic-brand.com.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Well, in the midweek game on Wednesday, Iowa State at home rebounded with a win against the TCU Horned Frogs. And this is a team that I think really has gotten a shot in the arm, Stan, to be honest, from Jazz Kuntz. Remember, he missed 9 games earlier in the year with a broken finger. In the ball game on Wednesday, he had 22 points and led Iowa State to their 17th win. They're 17-8 and 8-5 in conference play. And when you look at the standings, they are now just one game behind Kansas, Texas, and Baylor. So, you know, like K-State, they're looking at this game on Saturday as a big deal for them.
Yes, they need to do what a lot of these teams are hoping, right, is go out and find a way to win on the road. Iowa State is by themselves in fourth place, and that's kind of an aberration now because it seems like there are ties at every level. We got three teams tied for first place, and then there's Iowa State, and right behind them, one game, K-State and Oklahoma State. So K-State can tie Iowa State with the win. And you look at the split, Iowa State 6-1 at home, 2-4 on the road. K-State 5-1 at home, 2-5 on the road. So they each got two road wins, and they've got only one home loss. It's made a giant difference. Now, Iowa State struggled scoring the basketball recently, Wyatt. We talked about how they lost 4 out of 5. They bounced back and beat TCU, but they do it hitting only the 70-point mark. At West Virginia, they scored only 71. Against KU, they won the game but scored only 68 points, scored 56 against Oklahoma State. So they have not been scoring a lot of points, and that's why when you bring up what Kuntz did, especially in that TCU game, what a boost that was for him to be that efficient, scoring the basketball, hitting those three-point shots. And that is, if teams are getting a little worn out right now, which I think probably is a factor for everyone in this grind, to have a guy like Jazz Kuntz step up and be fresh and ready and healthy and score the way he is a real boost for Iowa State. They've obviously got it from some other guys, Jaron Holmes, a St. Bonaventure transfer, using his fifth year of eligibility, has really stepped up and played well. Who would have ever thought that they could lose a freshman, Big 12 freshman of the year, Tyrese Hunter, last year at point guard, and have him go to Texas as a transfer and then bounce back and say, hey, we got a kid in Ames, Iowa that's not bad, and Taman Lipsey. So they've caught a big break that he stepped in. It's a really sound basketball team, Wyatt, but they've been better at home, more struggles on the road, and I'm not one to just be able to throw that card out there and just, you know, buy into end of story. K-State's home, Iowa State's road, so I know who's going to win. You know, that's just not the way I can look at things.
Sure.
But there is, you step back, and if you just a computer looking at the data, you say, hey, big advantage, Wildcats, you're going to get this game because you're at home. Well, I have enough respect for the opponent that can't say that, but that's where K-State's going to have to play off of, because the Cyclones just have not been the same basketball team on the road yet this year, and you hope that happens again on Saturday when the Cats host them.
And then finally, Baylor will be here on Tuesday night, and very interesting when you look at the standings, and we touched on them just a moment ago, but you've got Kansas, Texas, and Baylor all 9-4, and Baylor plays at KU on Saturday afternoon. Meantime, Texas will be at home against Oklahoma at 1 o'clock on Saturday. So give us a little thought on Baylor, who's really hot right now, at Kansas, who's, by the way, really hot right now. That should be a heck of a ball game.
Yeah, it really should. Baylor's guards are just unbelievably good. And when you look at recent modern history of NCAA tournament success, great guard play is usually where it starts. You know, we're not talking about the Wilt Chamberlains of the world and saying, you know, how big is your best big guy, Bill Walton or whatever. It's not like that, right? It's more like, who's your Steph Curry? Who's going to be able to bomb from the outside? And Baylor brings that so well. The inside help is starting to come around, and therefore they've shaken off the early start where they're shocked early in the season, in the conference season, when K-State went there and won a game in overtime. You look at Baylor, and a little different than what we've talked about with Iowa State or maybe some of the K-State road woes that we've seen. Wyatt, in conference, Baylor's got 4 wins on the road, 4-2. And they are playing so well right now with that 4-game win streak. But anytime Baylor goes to Lawrence, crazy stuff happens. KU wins every time, right? I think it's every time. Almost every time. I don't even know if I can use the word almost. I don't know the history that well. I think it's every time.
Yeah.
And Kansas is really starting to play well. What they've done going on the road, we've just chronicled the challenges that teams have had, TCU, Iowa State, K-State, go on and on. But, you know, Kansas went on the road for 2 games and won and started having different guys step up. And this is the time of year where it seems that Bill Self gets guys who haven't been giant contributors, who have potential to utilize their potential and play at a high level. So Kansas really is a hard out right now, and how can you pick against them in Allen Fieldhouse? That'd be a heck of a statement for Baylor if they could extend this winning streak to 5, go 5-2 on the road and do it at Allen Fieldhouse. They got a tough 2-game stretch. If you're just a Baylor fan, you're thinking, wow, in Lawrence against KU, and then right around the corner, next up at K-State against Jerome Tang and those Wildcats that already beat Baylor, and the guy who knows the Baylor system and how to strategize against Baylor better than anybody in the world, right? Jerome Tang.
That's it.
So at Baylor, you're thinking, wow, we got a couple of hard games. We'd love to win this conference, but this next week is going to be a grind to get through. So, you know, it just depends on which side of this you're on. For the Wildcats right now, having lost a couple of games, there's some desperation. You got to get after it, play better, find a way to win. But you got to sometimes remember what your opponents are going through as well. And I'm sure Baylor is not looking forward to having to play in Bramlage next Tuesday.
No question. And as we wrap it up, we do remind you, now keep in mind, your schedule may say something different, but the Iowa State K-State game on Saturday has been moved from 5 o'clock to 1 o'clock. It's ESPN National Television, and we'll have it on the K-State Sports Network starting at 12 noon this Saturday. And then Baylor here on Tuesday will hit the air at 5 o'clock, and that game will be at 6 o'clock at Bramlage on Tuesday. That's going to wrap it up for our Wildcat Weekly podcast. Thanks so much for joining us. Our podcast, as always, presented by Kansas Land Tire and by Authentic Brand Apparel. For Stan Weber, I'm Wyatt Thompson. Thank you so much for listening, everybody, and go Cats.
This has been the official Wildcat Podcast, presented by Authentic Brand and Kansas Land Tire. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the K-State Sports Network.